Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Bernice Seminole, here to introduce Chinooka Gluhamani of South Dakota, a strong advocate for the Native Americans around the country who have been struggling to overcome the injustice done to Native Indians and to their reservation. Chinooka, co-host for Block Talk Radio, Shedding Light, will open with a prayer and close with a song. Good evening, Chinooka.
Hey, thank you for having us back on again, little sister, and it's an honor that we come this far to acknowledge all the great things and the troubled things that we're all dealing with in Indian country. And so without any further delay, I'm going to open the show up with a prayer for a lot of the listeners, again, that are tuned in to Shedding Light on the Indigenous Voices of People. We want to welcome all of you. Please don't forget to introduce yourself and the state you're calling from. And our prayer is in honor of everybody and the struggles we're in. Here's our prayer in Lakota. O tonka shilo akantanka, petu aste lechu se hochiche, yunkama katakya, kichi mane tu wa hochiche. Unchi makaki nishi o nagoptech papiko, unchi wamakashka isha yotiekia, blem petu toloate, wa hochiche api. Echua takulena, which hokuja et kantaha. Hunkena ektuzam, no waglaka oki asi pachiapina, wableze henat hokata ki spebo etaho ateglena, nahunya bokichni. Kia hitches ake, stala okina gymna lessons, taku washte I wunglako, taku shicha hena I wunglako, henat hokata ki spewnya, kina necha, wasloik lena uyakupi. Bohetaha, which hoka ogna le lakota, which hoye okunkte, na wocheke wakage. Me chetke hochiche nishnala ni wakampi. Natkatia topa. Wamak haska. Dukte nazipin. Let you say ahitwa nake lakhoto ikchechati. Noyate tropi ni tropi. Lena let you say ptalo hunazem na wung lakokte. Dak washte is tak shicha. Hena ne chetke hena. Wasloik lena huchicha. Kia hit you say ake. Let you know pa gluha money wahiutak. And all council organa. Let you say ewaki alo. Nishnala ni wakampi. Oh, hechunse. Oh, metaki epi. Listening audience, this is Chinooka co-hosting, you know, the Shedding Light for the Indigenous Voices of People. I wanted to start off with a real simple understanding that will kind of give people some initiative in what we're dealing with. Now, we just learned that, you know, President Trump, the outgoing president, whether he gets out of there or not, that's up to them. But the point that I'm making a reference to, people were sending me different, you know, calibers of information about what took place in Washington, D.C. Folks, that incident was staged. If you watch it carefully, you're going to see. It's staged. This is how white folks dehumanize the responsibilities that many others stand on to protect and fight for human rights. They didn't do this. And so they say there's blood on their hands because four victims got shot. Well, okay. But this is the norm that they behave. But sometimes when things are staged, I'm going to leave it at that, that part. When things are staged, then you'll see what the accomplices are. And many times over, we've seen this happen. Just because they look white and sound white, don't mean they're white, folks. And this is what we say all the time, because even in the, amongst the indigenous people, just because they look indigenous and sound indigenous, don't mean they're indigenous. A people that is not connected to the value of the earth, the animals and things that are dear to us in a spiritual foundation, those are what they call the real people of the land, no matter what tribal nation they're from. The term indigenous responses to that, that's great too. Indian does. Native does. But most of all, we are people that are connected to our earth mother in the great mystery and all the animal creatures of this earth because we are one. And that's the part that people reluctantly get away from because of all this sociological deformatory that America has always used when they practiced and perfected colonial policies to neutralize human rights. And you can see that that whole involvement, what happened there a couple of days ago, was orchestrated by them. I mean, they planned to do that. Come on, folks. If we can't see the big picture through the third eye, then we're not really looking at the picture at all. And scores of our animals, scores of our winged, are being crucified by these people in the name of a bureaucracy of control. This pandemic, we can't see it. I can't see it, and neither can you. But the realities that unfold for us tells us that it's an understanding that has to be toppled through the stages of what the body lacks. And as we get older, it's called zinc. And that has vitamins C and D. And so those are the things that are nutritious to our people's well-being and our survival. Out here in the Midwest, here in the plains of the Dakotas, we have what they call a hummingbird plant. That's like a tea. That has fortified zinc that can attack a lot of the symptoms that, you know, changes the immune system. And it's about herbal remedies that we need to go back to. And as I said on many times on the radio show, even with my sister, Leona, you know, hosting it with us, excuse me, I talked about all the animal parts that were nutritious to us. The pancreas, which you call sweetbread, the kidney, the liver, celery and peanut butter, mushrooms, all of these things that are essential from the earth that provide nourishment, those are what we lack. I've said this to you countless times. When you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. That's what's happening in the communities of indigenous people and of people around the world. Because these whole implementations of these sicknesses were created by modern and civilized man, because civilized man population was declining, where people of color were multiplying. And that's the sad thing that people can't see. And so when they allow you to hide your face from the great mystery, the sun, the wing, winged creatures, the winds, all of that, you become part of the product what America and the machines operate under. There is no such thing that gives you the right to hide your face. If the great mystery said, hide your face, he would have gifted you that way and made you that way when you were born. But he did not do that. You see, civilized and modern man depict the value of human life for you. And they call money that's called 4E's money that were created from treaties and all these other things that apply to indigenous culture. These were things that a lot of people made sacrifice to sustain themselves, because we can't hunt the buffalo. We got to get permits to hunt elk or deer or antelope anymore. It's tribal governments and their bureaucracies that protect white civilized standards. This is what's happening. And so for the majority of people that are listening in tonight, really take a good understanding to this listening piece that I'm giving you. You see, when you value something that is deeply inside your heart, deeply inside your heart, cherish that with all means and start reproducing it with the love that you used to have. You see, we don't do that. We don't exercise that value of life and love anymore. We talk about different implementations of things that are unhealthy, that are unnecessary, and most of all, they have a means that don't give us a development to understand the fairness and balance. And this language I'm using on behalf of the English people, I'm sorry, folks, I do not like using this language because it bastardizes the thinking process of implementing freedom through independence. And a lot of us women, scores of our women, get caught in that. And the men run to the opposite direction of that through drugs and alcohol. This is why our women can't call upon our men to protect them. And it's there. It's right in front of us. The clearest picture that you can see. Sisters like Bernice, sisters like Jenny Medihais from up there in Montana country, Etta from down south, my niece, Ursula Youngbear, many other women that are trying rapidly so hard to sustain themselves by implementing more of this value of a traditional concept, we don't understand why these women are struggling when they shouldn't. The fact of the matter is, men, get your heads out of your behind and start focusing on what you have that's standing in front of you. If you have a daughter, that's matriarchal. If you have a granddaughter, that's matriarchal. These are the things that we're part of. We came from them. We men will never get back to the basics of that sustainable balance until we recognize our women as that matriarchal being that sustains things for all of us men, since time immemorial. If it wasn't for the women, we men wouldn't be here. And this is what I wanted to get off my chest, because I've been dealing with so much stuff from a tribal government's point of view. And if my little brother Bryce is listening, Bryce, you need to get on the air so I need to chat with you on some issues that are pertaining to what you told me a few days ago about what you and your tribal government were trying to alleviate on the part of keeping our people healthy by not bringing in this experimental drug that's supposed to be vaccinated to cure something. You can never trust a liquid substance. If you do, you'll kill your own. This is what America has done. But yet, when it comes to spiritual connections of the earth, medicine, as I said before, the hummingbird plant is the most essential one that does have zinc. And it's a tea. You can drink it. I was hoping my little brother Jabril Salam came on from Michigan, because him and his wife are doctors that preserve and use this culture of learning through the spiritual practices of our herbal remedies to share with people that are in need. And this is how I align myself out there with people that really want to share and care for one another through the life of love. Listening audience, this is Chinupa Gruhamani giving you a strong update on everything that surrounds us in an evil atmosphere that continues to try to destroy, that even tries to destroy the life of love that we all are seeking to obtain more rapidly with our heart. And little sister Bernice, I really thank you for bringing us back on. If there's more callers that are calling in, introduce yourself, and I'm going to wheel it back to you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Jenny?
Yeah, this is Jenny calling in from the Blackfeet Reservation, Northwest Montana.
Welcome aboard, Jenny. Begin wherever you want.
Yeah, listening to what you're saying. And it is. The way you're spoken is the way it's understood. But what I kind of, you know, still kind of have a question about is, what is it that, you know, that we're supposed to be doing right now? Besides, yes, fighting amongst each other, amongst our own.
You know, that's an interesting question. That is an interesting question you brought up. I should let you finish with all of it before I answer it. That is a real interesting question. And so I'm going to wheel it back to you to finish up, and then I'm going to take a shot at answering it for you and the listening audience.
Well, the reason why I asked that question, because I still look at history still. My mind is always looking at history. Now, far back as I understand it, you know, but it's really kind of simple to understand it in a way, like I always say, if you were actually sitting with some old ones, then you'll know what they were speaking about. Everything taking place today is what they were speaking about. But this one, what I wanted to question, what part of it, in their religious way, what part, this part about what happened yesterday, a few days ago, or what, where was that part in there, okay? because I look at, you know, okay, they're repeating their history, so you kind of have to fast forward it. Either rewind it as far as you can go or fast forward it, you know? And you kind of see what's taking place. And I always said, you know, there has to be something that has to take place in order to help us as what we call ourselves human, to keep us in reality of what's going on, but to never forget what was going on taking place before this virus. And well, you can go back 10 years, 20 years, how far you want to go. But you can kind of see what's taking place as you go along from the time that all of this really got started for me is when I started really realizing, paying more attention to it. It was back in 2011. Because there's people that were actually, you know, kind of almost like trying to freak out about it when they thought that the world was going to end. You know, and you have to kind of, you know, help them, you know, as they start, you know, panicking. You know, like the lady that was doing that was a young lady. She's Caucasian. You know, she was nervous, you know, thinking the world was going to end because of everything that, you know, they read or whatever they're hearing. I told her, you know, to stop, you know. Now you're trying to make me nervous. I said, go home. Go home. Nothing's going to end. If anything's going to end, her name was Sabrina. It's not going to end this way. She said, well, how do you know? I said, well, just go home. If you wake up tomorrow, then okay. But, you know, to sit there and think about it, how serious these things can get. Then when I started realizing, okay, you know, I think everybody kind of forgot we was on a planet or something, but we sit in the universe. I started thinking that way, like thinking like how my grandpa and them, and remember how they would talk and what, and how they told stories, but it was all with the animals. It wasn't with people, it was with animals. And I start realizing, gee, you know, I think we kind of all forgot what our real purpose, why we were created to be here, you know. And it wasn't to serve all of this corporation stuff and presidents and what, which I never voted for and never believed in them. Now you see why. I said, nah. I had to, you know, make my way home, you know, eventually, back home. And when you see what goes on the reservation today after you're gone for a while, but you never forgot who you are, you prayed in your way every day. People say they pray, but we don't know. They actually do get up before the sun and pray. With the sun, you know, we don't know those things, but if they do, well, that's good, though, if they do. But I know I never would, if I did ever not pray the way I was being shown, taught, then I probably wouldn't even care what's going on. But that's what kept my mind right. So we talk about all these things we're trying to share as we were shown. We don't, like we say, I don't know it all. We don't know it all. Not one person say they could know it all. But I do know if we don't really come to understand what it is that we're talking about, then it's never going to happen. What I mean by it's never going to happen, we ain't going to be that surviving people, you know. Because we got to not forget. I always say not to forget who our real enemy is, you know. That's what we got to understand. And that's something I can't forget. I can't, that's what keeps me, my mind, understanding to watch what's going on. Feel who your real enemies are. Understand who the real enemy is. For me, it's always those greedy ones that are always trying to finish taking whatever is left of us. That's who I feel my enemy is. Hmm? Because it's their system. It's their system. It was not created for us. We should know that by now. But I know it was created for them to destroy us. And that was for sure. But still, that's why I question, you know. What is it, John? I know you've always asked that, Janupa. You asked, what is it that we really want? Hmm? And I understood what you said. Because I seen what you meant by freedom. For me, that was, you know, to leave me alone, leave my kids alone. To be free and left alone. Not to feel afraid just driving or walking the store now, you know. Not to have that constant hate on us, you know. Or trying to take our children. All of that. All the things that the women speak about. When is that going to ever really stop? Well, that's my question.
You know, to answer that question more thoroughly, scores and scores of our indigenous women and men in ancient times, and I use this paraphrase to go back into history just for a brief, you know, amount of understanding. When you think about Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, Rain in the Face, Gaul, Touch the Cloud, No Ears, Two Moons, Lone Wolf, all of these great, you know, Sharp Nose, Roman Nose, all of these great leaders from the time we were unborn. Those great men listened to their women and children and protected them by all means in a traditional concept of living life through love. And that's the sacrifice. They always say we Indians are no good or whatever, Native Americans, oh, you guys need to get with the 21st century. This is the white man's philosophical abuse to his mentality, try to tell us what to do. But we never took that time to tell the white man what to do. And here's why. This is going to answer the question more thoroughly. Listening audience, call in to Block Talk Radio that we gave the number out to many other, you know, supporters of our and listening audiences that want to be guests on tonight's show. The reason for that I'm saying this is, in a real human rights standard, what is it that all you listening audiences that people call in to listen to the show and talk on the show, what is it that you really want? What is it? From a woman's standpoint to a man's standpoint. And there is an answer, truthfully. And this is what I've been teaching people in a new age of a generation that's struggling to remain free. And I am going to answer it right now. Because young Jenny Manyhides, Mrs. Virginia Marie Manyhides from the Blackfeet Nation, the Piikani people from up northern region of the mountains, those people are the protectors of our water flowing in from the Great Lakes of the ocean. Okay? This is the reality that people can't see. Every tribal nation was given a responsibility to protect and share an area of territory by all means necessary, because it was a matriarchal understanding that was given to us and provided through us by women. We forgot all that. not all tribes are matriarchal. There's some that are clan people, and I understand that too. But when I look at the world more overly, because of the indigenous population losing their cultural identity because of drugs and alcohol, sociological deformatory, and centrism, we have become that wretched refuge. And the only way you can obtain this answer to what we're talking about is being free, left alone, by doing it yourself. And that's how you can do it. You have to take that element off. People don't want to come together for that. We come together for pipelines that tribal councils already sold out on. We come together with marijuana growing on every said reservation that tribal governments already sold out on. You see, this is what's happening. The tribal governments are like the federal government. They will never tell you the real trust responsibility of how they're dealing with the political structures that they postpone all the time. So needless to say, the modern conscripts of people that know education, that have education, not all of it is the same. The American language, the English language, was born and bred across the waters in Europe and all them other English-speaking countries. And it didn't have a pure intent of a vocabulary to express it. It was all done by small acronyms. It too had a broken concept where Americans say the, where other Americans say the, and the people across the water, they say thy. See, the different pronunciation is understanding why the European people in our country, known as Turtle Island, become more of a part of a melting disturbance illustrated by civilized and modern man. The concept is this. If they were so smart and they thought everything was good for them, why didn't they stay over there? Why didn't they rebel against the people that persecuted them and had them incarcerated? Those are questions that are never, ever asked in speaking engagements all over the world when certain individuals are invited to give a lecture in colleges. They're never given the opportunity to express how the heart feels. The color red. It's red. When you look at it, it's red. It'll never change until you mix it. When you mix it with a different color, you'll change it. That doesn't make red pure. Same with the human body. The body will never be pure when you mix it with other races, other nationalities. Again, folks, I go back to that same thing. When you look at all the animal creatures of this earth, you will see they're not violating their ancient principles of living. A bear cannot mate with a buffalo. An owl cannot mate with a bobcat or a mountain lion. The eagle cannot mate with a raccoon. The skunk cannot mate with a prairie chicken. This is the concepts of what civilized and modern man had done to us. The white man, here's a good example, folks. The white man took a donkey and took a horse and made them have sex. And guess what happened? They created a mule. When in fact, them little horses and animals that were lesser than the value of a horse were already in different countries. That's why they called them a burro. These are things that civilized and modern man violate. And it's the great mystery, finding ways to punish everyone because nobody is telling them. We're so ingrained with the fear-based society we live in, we're afraid of the white man. And all of you, I've told you this time and time again, step back and analyze the white race and you'll see how destructive they are, and they're going to lie to get away with it. And they just proved it the other day in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, where every law enforcement area and agency in the country would beat the crap out of people of color if we demonstrated and we went radically out of hand and took over something. They would come in with brute force, beat the crap out of us, drag us out by our hair, and have us all arrested in these big mobile units to transfer us to a jail. But the white man demonstrated, man, their true integrity of lying. They demonstrated that, and the rest of the world can't see it, man. That's inhuman. But that's what white people do. They lie every day, every second, every moment. That's the value of life of a white man. And we're supposed to be competitive with that man? I don't think so. The great mystery made me a red man the best way he can, with a mother that tried her best to raise all five of her siblings without the father that gave them to her to have a family. And so here we are in 2021. Do you all put the faith on Joe Biden? I don't think so. You see, as primitive we once were, and we still are, because I use that term, we once were, because a lot of us live in the urban communities. We're taken from things that are dear to us. But it never can leave you because you just got to exercise it. You got to pray. You got to smudge. You got to do it. That's a value that is traditional to our indigenous belief system in our everyday living. But we're never given that opportunity. Congregations of Native people, and I say this to all of you, look out to the East Coast from Maine and Florida. Take a look at that and see exactly what's being orchestrated out there. There is no Native. And white man, quit saying that you're an Indian princess. You got Cherokee blood. You got this blood. You got that. You're lying to yourself because your white blood continuously makes you lie. Enough. I stood and marched with the black folk in this country of mine because of the disobediencies that were aimed at them and used as a brutal tactic to neutralize them. I was with my black folk when we marched on Washington, D.C. I went to Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March. I went to a lot of things when our black folk demonstrate why they were struggling to remain free. And they can always go unaffectedly because a majority of them love the condition that white America imposes on them. The red man, the black man, the brown man, which is my people from Mexica country, and the yellow man, scores of them are connected to the value of the earth, okay? But scores of them are also incarcerated for crimes against humanity. This is unjust. This is why the Justice Department never see these things. But yet, when white people demonstrate the equality of what corrupted behavior, this country has been founded on blood of ancestral people that stayed continuously in the heart's freedom. And now there are no more. And I don't want to hear you people say, oh, I'm Cherokee. I'm a Choctaw princess or all that. I disagree. The only kings and queens we still have, and this goes to us, we got to take responsibility over this, indigenous people. The only kings and queens, and I'm only using that as a reference to describe it. The only kings and queens are the four-legged and the winged creatures because they never took their pants off to put a dress on. They never took the dress off to put a panty on. Does that make sense? Yes, it does. They're the only ones still trying to get us to wake up. The spiritual awakening came back in 2013, and it's already 7 years old. And the sad part is we, the people of indigenous descendants and our brothers of the African descendants in our country, are afraid to pick it back up. We keep utilizing this language. This language is impure. It makes you mad. You get angry and discharge. You lie. You do it all. This language that belongs to the white race, there's no honesty in it. And if there is an honest white man, if there ever is one, I've never seen him, because they're all the same. And the honesty with the indigenous people, value what it really means to be free and left alone. That's the refuge. The refuge is just because we think we're smart and we act smart doesn't mean we're smart. It makes us dumb. I'm glad I'm dumb, but I sure in the hell ain't stupid. That's the difference between those two words. Dumb's up here with a D, stupid's down there with an X. And stupid's always the choice that people pick up. But being dumb, nobody wants to pick it up. But I do. I love being dumb because I don't have to explain myself to anybody. The only people that I have to explain myself to is the Earth Mother, the animal creatures, you people that are my blood, and the great mystery. That's the reality that we once had. And our counselors, our mental health people, and I'm only using them words to describe our people's way of living in the 21st century, where we're going to the 22nd, if these people will allow us. This is why America loves to repeat history, and they demonstrate they're lying. Look what they just did to a Capitol building. Why didn't you guys go to the White House and do that? That's where all the real stuff is. You see, that's the whole mechanism of how these people operate. And the rest of the world and the humanity can't even see it. That's sad but true, because the scare tactic, America is a fear-based society that generates racism. Hello? The sad part is we're all getting caught up into it. Unfortunately, but the winged and the four-legged are telling us, okay, look, stay back, please, step back. Haven't we learned what they did when they ran those planes into the World Trade Center buildings, the Pentagon and other places? And then they said, yeah, one plane was shot down somewhere in Pennsylvania. This is all staged and orchestrated. And there are people out there using these conspiracy theories. The conspiracy theory was demonstrated when they attacked the Capitol building. You think they're going to put all them white people that participated in that event in prison? I don't think so. Because if there ever was an opportunity for that to happen, Trump would be the first one to go. Think about it. He told them. It's all over the news saying, go over there and do this. But yet he stepped back and he wouldn't participate with them. That's not a man. That's a devil in true form. Even this word I'm talking on this radio show, I can be knocked off for it. But I'm saying it to help my indigenous people and others get out of dormancy. You're stuck in dormant. You too lock yourselves up. You don't want to go participate outside with the air, the sky, the sun, the Earth Mother, the great mystery himself. You don't want to do that because that white man told you not to do it. This is what is repeated in the stories of the Bible, from the book of Romans, clear down to Corinthians. All of these two chapters and these two confined areas of that book demonstrate how evil the white race is. He didn't say he was white. It's the images of what they create by marble. And the District of Columbia, better known as Washington, D.C., is a small replica of Rome, folks. Go there and look at it for yourself. They love to lie. They orchestrated an event, and everybody was, oh, my God. They're laughing about it. And look at the people saying, hey, you need to step down. Pay attention to the Trump behavior. One Trump wears a red tie. The other Trump wears the blue tie. They're the same guy. That's how the devil orchestrates himself. And they waited for somebody like that to push into office to ruin and rape legislation. Hello, where are the Christian people talking about it? Where are the Muslim people talking about it? If you're in a country that you think belongs to the white race, why aren't you saying something? It's the indigenous people that are exposing this behavior. Because we step back to see how abusive and how barbaric this white race is. Don't forget, when our brother, George Floyd, was his hands were bended behind his back, and he cried for his mother. Mama, white man, you devil, you're the one to blame. You did that. Ain't nobody else did that but you. You took the life of our brother George. Who else is still speaking about George? George is the reason why Black Lives Matter, the indigenous people, and many others stood and took the streets for that man because of this abuse, because of this death. But nobody came to the aid of the white man in it because it was staged. Look at it. We didn't stage ours. They did it in the name of hatred. And our brother George perished it for it. And many others. Look at every president, starting from Trump now, going back. Go back 25 years and learn what presidents had done. And you will see all they did was murder and rape and abuse children. 25 years. Go back and see, folks. Take a look at it. Study that. Study the behavior of this white race. That is the devil. They love it. But you show me all the listening audiences that are zoomed in tonight on Blog Talk Radio, okay? All of you. You show me where we indigenous people, and you show me where the African people invaded the white European continent and forced our way of life upon them. You show me where that's recorded. And I'll find a way to dye my skin white because they're even inventing that. That's sad that they can do that. But if you can show me where the black people and the red people invaded countries and forced their way of life upon the white race, I'll rest my case and turn white. I'll do whatever I can. Because it has been almost 550 years they've been in the country of ours, of Turtle Island, and not one indigenous person turned white. And to answer that question, we need to back away from them and start taking care of it ourselves, getting our grandmothers to give us the ancient history, get our women to prepare the nutritious meals that are healthy through all the herbal remedies that they still know that live and grow upon the land. And we men need to get our heads out of behind and start protecting them, our children and our women. They are the future. If we are ever going to be grandmas and grandpas, these pastors' wisdom and knowledge on, we need to start acting like it. Let's don't talk about it. Let's do it. And that's the hard part that people are afraid to let go. Well, I'm sorry, folks. You have to. If you're an indigenous person, and I'm only using that as a reference to describe who we are as a red people. If we're red people, let's act red and let's do it. Let's do it with the life of love that was given to us from our ancestors and our parents, our grandmothers and grandfathers that are no longer here. We are them grandmas and grandpas. Let's make that way of life continuously be positive and stronger to continue to keep our people here upon a great, great continent called Turtle Island. And with that, I'm going to wheel it back to all of you because we're coming up to the top of the hour again, and we're going to have another few minutes to keep going. But I know that people are probably feeling intimidated by it. Once and for all, I can't tell you women that you're not women. The same way you women can tell me I'm not a man. I am a man. The best way I know how, because the system, white ranchers took my daddy from me, and I was raised a bastard. And I constantly drill that in people's heads in the listening audience. And last but not least, my mother left on her own because of the conditions families could not help serving that mother. I know. I carry that. And I know what they did to my mom through the white man's behavior. This is what goes on in every household in this country of ours that was all bastardized by the American system.
And that answers the question more thoroughly, because it's going to take, if you're going to emancipate yourself and pick up freedom, you got to exercise it with the independence. And you have to be free and left alone. And if it takes your family, then do it. And that's the only way, man, that 22nd doorway to the future where we're going can get open. Remember, they got it shut, but we could open up and get in there. That's our destiny. That's our prerogative. That is our future. And most of all, that is our way to our eternal life. Back to you, listening audience. Thank you all for giving me that opportunity.
Thank you. Anybody else? Pinupa, I have a question.
Sure.
Remember last week you were talking about this week that you were going to tell everybody about the United Nations, and then Jenny and Bryce, I believe, or Jenny and Lanny, were talking about that black pipe, remember? So maybe we can just, like, touch base on that.
Yes, I would love to do that. For a majority that are still tuned in because of Chinupa's harsh endeavor, it's not aimed at you. It's aimed about what we're encountering today in 2021. Now, the United Nations has never, ever been quantified issues of certain behaviors that this government has bestowed upon us to neutralize that value of freedom. The reason why I stress that and say that openly, and it's a good question that Sister Bernice has answered. Look, I've been to Venezuela. I went there with my people in small amounts. I believe my younger brother, Joe Brinkstoney, when he was a tribal president for the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe, he went there. I believe Russell Means went there. I cannot versify it, but I believe. I also went to Italy. And I've seen the presidents over there, and I've seen the behavior through custom when you come into the country of Italy. For me, as an indigenous person, they walked me in there, and I had to do everything according to what they did, but they did not tell me to take off my white gloves. In other words, that was the impression and expression of what they were telling the white race. There was a dispenser they had to clean their hands off, and that's what they said. Take off them white gloves, meaning they didn't want the American people to bring their filth into their country. And that's why they had to clean their hands. For an indigenous person, hey, I was okay. You see, this is what other countries have out there. And they're very discouraged about American people, civilized and modern American people. And they love to lie. And so they contemplate with that. An issue of how the United Nations work. We are never given that opportunity to share our grievances, bring our value of the human rights violations that these white people have done to us. Everybody that says they went over there will never bring that knowledge back and share it amongst the people. From past and present leaders, I don't care who they are, whether it's AIM, whether it's whoever. And I refer that to that because it's the same thing, because they meet with the wrong people. I know this. I've seen it happen before me. And what's really detrimental to this is the fact that it's never a first until we try. And we're never given that because we are our own worst enemy. We go against each other, no matter what tribe we are. We can't come together and put the emphasis and the damper on the problems what white Americans do. Other countries are doing it. And other countries are facing a dilemma where you can't have free speech. Does the rest of the people in American culture know that? Do indigenous people know that? I don't think so. The sad thing that goes on in this country is the same thing that goes on every day. And the part that really hurts us is that language-speaking cultures, language-speaking nations, we're never given that responsibility to exercise that value of knowledge to help each other and prevent each other from being destroyed. And again, America has created something that falsifies a regime that they said they never did. They lie again. Don't forget what they did with those children. when they took them from their parents, locked them up in those makeshift prison camps, chicken wire fence, and having our people from Mexico fight and try to bring accountability for their kids taken away. Think about that. They did this. It's about population control, deporting people. You can't do that to humanity. But the white race has been doing that since they arrived in 1492. And the only way we're ever going to have a strong belief system in what we stand for, we got to do it ourselves. And it's the only way it's going to work. And as I said before, it's never a first until you try. And we have to. And everyone that said they did that. Because they say, okay, we're going to the UN. I've seen this. I've seen people lie to me. The documentary Red Cry was such a powerful piece. All these elders talking about the conditions they were living in. The reservation, the abuse of tribal government, okay? The elders spoke of this. Lorraine Whiteface, Grandma Cecilia Martin, Esther Whiteface, all of these grandmas and grandpas that were on that, they all spoke about the current situations that befall the Native people in every said reservation. And you think the people really paid attention? You think they really gave a damn about elders? No, they didn't. They did not. They made a remarkable demonstration of what they could see and show you as a race struggling to remain free. And again, when you go back to understanding the logic of what the United Nations human rights charters were created on, you have a majority of people that quantify a different position to it. And I will say it this way, it's because of the General Assembly. The General Assembly created the indigenous rights, people like ourselves, okay? That General Assembly allowed us. The most strongest advocate they had back in the days was Kofi Annan. Kofi Annan was the Secretary General. He was more stronger than Ban Ki-moon. And Ban Ki-moon was just now appointed a few years back to the United Nations General Assembly. And he is now the current Secretary General. But I learned one thing by going into the UN. Mrs. Georgia Passarelli, the human rights officer, okay? She took the oath of representing indigenous people on this part, that there is behavior of negligence and abuse and human rights, you know, issues happening in this country for us. And many of our people, from all these guys that say they're going to go to UN and talk for all of us, they never talked for us. They went after, oh, the pipeline. This, I can't eat oil. I can't drink oil. I can't. This is white man. If you're going to take a challenge on, and the greatest way to understand that answer, you have to take the fight to them and about them. If you don't, it's never going to work. And I said it again in this radio interview. It's never a first until you try. And everybody's phone tonight and many times over are getting more strongly censored. What does that tell you? This country is being crucified by intelligence. The counterintelligence program is revitalized, and it's given a different name. And it's still affecting the consciousness of listening audience that want to talk. Those mind towers were created to centralize your voice from expressing the human rights issue. You can read about it, pull it up on the internet. You can read about it from, you know, the legislation that these people give you, no matter what form it is. But it's never illustrated by word of mouth to a people that are in freedom. And I'm one of them. I don't answer to nobody. Here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, the half-breeds are running the tribal council. A newly elected half-breed went in there named Kevin Killer. My own little brother, Bryce, contacted me by text messaging me by wanting me to give that president of ours his phone number. You're a tribal guy. You're an IRA guy. How come you can't do it yourself and just call him? Why are you asking me? I don't get involved with those people. Because they're liars too. No matter what face and what person you put in there, they're still the same. It'll never change. And people don't talk about getting rid of these IRA governments and councils. People don't talk like that no more. They like it because they want to legalize drugs. They want that. As long as you stay numb, legislation gets passed without your approval, without your consent. Because you can't think straight. Your brain's numb. You're high. We're not white people, and we will never be white. And this new way of living, when they forced the Indian Reorganization Act upon us, we've been rapidly, almost, it's been almost 80-something years they've been in our country, these tribal governments. And not one tribal government turned it back around and gave it back to the will of the people. That's a divide and conquer strategy that the federal government keep using. And they threaten people with money. And our people bow down to it. They all sold out. Every reservation sold out. I can say that even about Pine Ridge. They're selling out right now. Julian Barrerunner did it best. He did it best. And he's the outgoing president. What makes you think he was doing something good? They lie too. They encourage you to be part of their system of helping and, you know, taking the responsibility of saving people. They said that. Oh, yes, I get in. My people come first. They don't come first. It's all a lie. It's a game. And the sad thing is, we're still playing that game, but we haven't even learned how to finish it. That's sad but true. And so when we reflect to what Sister Bernice was asking about the human rights and the United Nations, ETA wants to go there, I learned. Okay, she wants to. That would be a remarkable piece if our people can think of that understanding. Put the treaty aside, and let's focus on the human rights issues of the draft Declaration on Human Rights. Okay? So when you open those illustrations to really give take and homage to it, there's a gender equality. It's called the gender equality in it, okay? Somewhere in it. It might be the first page or whatever. But the human rights are collective rights that give women a right to be recognized and have that protection and enjoy everything that is dear for it through them fundamentals of freedom. And everyone from states and tribal governments are is an essential term, okay, as an essential term. They have to make those measures as a necessary stable condition that creates that kind of injunction to help them so they do not get eradicated. They do not get raped and killed where all you have all these groups, again, like the missing murdered indigenous women, trying to come in and do things. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, folks. We've been saying this to tribal governments, the BIA, and everyone else. And you make a movement again. You take the power away from the people that really have an imperial, you know, tally that looks to the part of what's happening, because the people that are speaking about their missing relatives have that integrity from being that mother and father. That so-called, you know, sovereign, you know, issue of that unified, you know, political endeavor lacks the independent state status. That's why collectively those rights will never work. So they keep wanting you to make programs, okay? Get a 501c3. Come on, little Indian. Come see Mr. White Man here. Mr. White Man's got the tool for you, sir. Come here. And first of all, when you do approach me, little Indian, come here. I need that ponytail cut off. I need them braids removed. And Mr. White Man here, who's got the power to help you and give you what you need to fix your problem. When in fact the problem is the white man, because he just told you to cut your hair And he's going to give you something that you already know how to figure out for yourself. It's a belief system. That's the practical mode that we don't get into. If people are going to be regarded for themselves from an independent structure, ask yourself this, individuals, my people that are of red, you know, culture and identity, ask yourself this. When was the first and last time you ever told a white man that you wanted to be free and left alone? I'll answer it for you. You never told him that. And I know that. That's the hard part of orchestrating that protection. It's international law because those other countries protect their own people. Anwar Sadat got killed by terrorist people, they said. No, it was orchestrated from this country. Anwar Sadat. Don't forget that one, too. Like I told you all, go back 25 years of all these past presidents and see the corruption they did. It's going to multiply so effing big that it's going to scare you. And that judicial personality that they're supposed to have, they lack it because there is no freedom in the white race. He is a man without soul. Hear me. Go sit down and talk with him. He's going to try to manipulate you by having an answer for what you ask him. Simple. That's not freedom. That's not the fundamental method. That's not human rights. And that's the problem with us. Many groups from the American Indian Movement to the Black Panthers to the African Movement and the Brown Berets and many others back in the days made a strong appearance in what they believed in. Okay? And they sure did. Ladies and gentlemen, they sure did. Okay? They orchestrated what they were really seeing in urban communities and said reservations. And one of the biggest pieces that they locked out was America was the biggest Indian reservation. Yes, they did. And here, every one of them start devouring themselves by taking on elements of what white America has gave them and what they have gave them, opportunities to be in movies, opportunities to speak here, speak there, give them countless amounts of money. Okay, so this individual gets all this amounts of money. But let's ask that individual, man, if he can get me a sandwich. Can he buy me a sandwich? Or can he make me one? Guess what that individual does that took all this wealth from the white man? He sticks his head and nose up in here and he walks away from you. Is that indigenous leadership? Is that the people you want to follow? I don't think so. But we've been programmed to follow that. The radical approaches, because I know, I was in AIM. I supported AIM. I wasn't a member of them. I supported them. And what they did, they demonstrated they had a voice to hold the white man accountable. But as time went on, the white people start breaking them down. And they kept breaking them down. They kept breaking them down. And they kept breaking them down. And finally, they got them all. And scores of our people that followed AIM people, they're sitting in prison to this day. Arlo Looking Cloud, Leonard Peltier, and many others are still in there because of those people. And they're not there talking about them. They're putting on images. And I'm saying that to AIM. If you guys want to question me, meet me somewhere. Let's do it. Sanupaglan Money, 605-517-1547, 605-517-2621. I'll meet you someplace. You have followed that path, but you're still not serving your people. And I've seen it. It's about drugs and alcohol. The same way the hippies, the yuppies, they're all in it. And even the Ku Klux Klan. It's all about drugs. Think about it. And it's right in front of you, folks. So in order for us to make the United Nations happen, we got to think about who we are as red people. We have to think again who we are as red people. If these law, these rights that are created under the Human Rights, you know, Declaration, then we need to promote them. We need to take the full strength of exercising them and recognizing them for our safety and benefit to help them leave us alone. If we're going to educate our people, we need to educate them according to our tradition, our culture, our language. If we're going to create a nation state, rather than a reservation. We need to start claiming our territorial boundaries. That's how the United Nations draft Declaration of Human Rights works. But we're never illustrating them. We're never talking about them. And every time when you get stronger into moving that, America comes up with, you know, behavior like this pandemic again. That's what they do. They don't want you to wake up. And they put that fear-based society back in place with you. And you're all wearing masks. You shut down for them. That's not indigenous culture. That's not indigenous identity. Most of all, that's not indigenous information. How can you communicate with a mask? Yet alone meet the great mystery in prayer. Yet alone the four-legged. How? How does that measure promote you to have a connection in who you are as a person struggling to remain free? How? Come on. Vaccinations? Huh? Come on. Vaccinations were never here. Provisions were interpreted for us by the four-legged and the winged creatures, Mother Earth and the great mystery. We already had our value, and we've been reduced from it. And in promoting this unhealthy substance about what they have done to us, folks, take a look. Take a look at all them tribes that once lived from Maine to Florida and inward. All of them states out there, out in the East Coast, that had large populations of indigenous people. God damn it, white man, where are they? What did you do with them, man? How do you put my people back there? That's the most heinous assault on humanity, killing native people and reducing us to this. Gee, folks, help me out. I can't be the only one expressing that. It's right there. Get that contamination. Emancipate yourself and your heart and mind from what these white people are doing. I've said this to people in previous radio shows with my sister, Leona. The essential American soul is evil. Why? The essential American soul is a devil that creates hate. And most of all, it isolates itself. So what do you think they do? They congregate with themselves every day, every second, every moment. They all meet in these, all of them. And the sad thing about it, it becomes a stoic behavior, which makes the white race a killer of men and women and children and elders. Right there, folks. That's what they do. Can't you see it? And it's happening. They love to repeat history. They just made an orchestration of staging of the event attacking the Capitol building. And there was law enforcement probably with them. Why didn't they protect their white folks? This is the way. All you have to do is step back and see how they behave. And that's how they are. There is no country. There is no country that's called America. Show me. It never was here. Look at the globe. It never was here. That's all created by them. Go back into ancient history and really look at it. What developed and transmitted this behavior? It's a collective consciousness that these modern Europeans intercultural relationships with our people to bastardize our blood. And when they bastardized our blood, they became what? Harmonious, didn't they? Simple. That's multilingual. That's a hateful attempt to understand indigenous thought and philosophy, but it's still a world run by men. Where's the women? The women are isolated, you see? That's why they keep fighting people like the indigenous people in our own country, because we believe in our women. Darn, it frustrates me. You men should be talking about women all the time. They don't do that. It's everything done by paper. That's all they do. Private, and they have the individualism that connects to what they sit in council for and elsewhere. That's not knowledge. That's the difference between the indigenous culture and what white culture is. That's a harmful peace. And in order for us to ever get into the United Nations again, we got to think red. We got to act red. And most of all, we got to talk red. Because we come from abuse. We come from a product of what America has always used. Hate. And we can acknowledge that. And don't forget what they've done. But all our Eastern brothers and sisters that lived out there in the East Coast are no more. And don't forget what they did to my African people in our country. They stripped them of their names and identities and their languages and turned them into black white people. No offense to them, it's the truth. And that's what we Indian people are becoming now. Red and white Indians. We're becoming like Tonto and Lone Ranger. We're becoming like that. We're becoming like that little cartoon on Warner Brothers, that little Indian guy. Me last Mohican. Me hunt a moose alone. Talk like that. This is what's happening out there. But until our people understand the belief system, you can say you're spiritual. You can say you're traditional. You can say all of that. I give you that. Go ahead. But if you can't adopt it for yourself, keep talking. We have learned by the white man that's all we know how to do is talk and talk. I'm giving you information by talking. I can do it in my languages, but that's going to confuse you all, and I don't want to do that. But this information I'm giving you, all of the listening audiences that come in, they want to talk and share things. Tomorrow's another bright day, 6:11 Mountain Time. My sister Bernice and Jenny are the only two hosting it with me, and I'm grateful. Whatever your circumstance is out there, folks, that don't want to call in and tune in, hey, that's you too. I'm not saying you can't come on. You have knowledge. You have stuff like what Chinupa just promoted and shared with everybody. That's intellectual communication because of the culture we have that reflects worldwide to the people that lack knowledge and information. And by practicing it this way, by speaking it in the white language, which I don't like, but I give it to you that way because that's the only one language that you guys all know and understand. So take bits and pieces of that establishment of that and control it for yourself. And know that the enemy is keep trying his best to get rid of us. And all of you for stepping back and allow it to do himself. But it was staged. It was staged. A little white man's quote from their Bible. The white man said this, okay? For the wages of sin is eternal death, right? The white man said that in his Bible, huh? But if you believe in the Master God, you will have everlasting salvation. Okay? Those are the illustrations that's in these Bibles. And I studied them. I told Mrs. Jenny Manyheis when I was out, when she was out here in the Dakota, I told her, I read all seven of them. And I studied how they lie. Because the real tabloids of that Bible was written in Hebrew over there. You can't read it. I didn't read it. I'm not a Hebrew. I'm not Islamic. I can't read Muslim language from the Islamic, you know, way of worship. I'm a Lakota. I can read my Chinupa. It's not written either. The stone of our animal blood and the stem of life from our sister, the tree. Simple. And we men use that when we're troubled, when things of bad nature come upon us. And that's how the Chinupa works. For that, we'll wheel it back to you. Because I want to hear some of you guys do it because I've answered this question of understanding to promote that. That's the appropriate way to take our culture and use it as a method of learning. And thank you, Sister Bernice, for asking me to answer that question. And that's what I'm going to say again, folks. We're going to have to take it to the United Nations. We've tried everything. You all know it. You tried it. If we're going to ever have a success protecting our children and women and what remaining old people we have, we got to get those other world nations involved. And they can. Believe me, they can. Been there, done that, still living it today. Back to you, little sister.
Okay, thank you. We've got three new callers on, 1-440-9840-8967. Come on in. Introduce yourself, your tribal affiliation, what you're calling from.
Thank you. Kelly from 8967.
Welcome aboard, Christine. Begin wherever you want.
I'm munching on my dinner right now. I'll listen for now. But I do agree with you that, you know, the women have been silent for too long because of all of the race.
Good evening, this is Etta, and hopefully all of you are well. And
hi,
glad to have you on board too, Etta, glad to hear from you.
Yep, we have to keep educating each other. Sometimes a lot of us are like, we have to keep telling and talking and talking until everybody gets it and comprehends it. And it's a lot more stronger words in our own language. And sometimes the true language is very powerful and strong. Our own language is powerful and strong. So we just have to keep educating the ones that don't know until they get it.
So then how do we all get together so that we can go to the United Nations on behalf of human rights violations?
Okay. After the end of this white man's inauguration, I'm going to call for a big gathering in Rapid City, South Dakota, in our Black Hills area, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you all a date because I almost finalized it. But
okay.
I've been doing so much work for my elders and everybody here on the Pine Ridge and stuff. It's a never-ending criteria for me to do that. But, yes, I finally got the building, though. And, folks, you people that do come, okay, it's just to promote ourselves to get to the UN. And
okay.
I'm working on an avenue with Mrs. Georgia Passarelli, the human rights officer, to move in that direction to hear your concerns and needs and create a complaint against the Americas for what they're doing to us. And just hopefully they don't kill me before then, you know, because you know, I know how they do it. You know, I'm ready to die, and I'll go down fighting. That's just the name of the game. But that's how evil they are. They don't like this. So when I create this meeting, you know, it's your meeting to bring out addressed issues. And Will Strongheart will provide the meal for everybody. It's your meal. It's, you can eat whatever you want. Just, yeah, come on. I'm going to have it inside this buffet place. They have conference rooms in there. So that way, you don't have to do it. I'm going to feed you guys that way. I'm putting art money away and money what I can do to save, and that's what I'm doing. And I've asked other people to contribute to buying my art so I can keep this going. And some that do travel, I'll have you cash money to get home on. And that's just the way I do things. Many that came here understand it. Jenny knows, Bernice knows. It's the way
mm-hmm.
I do things.
Yep.
So, yes, Etta said she wanted to go to UN. And once we have this meeting, I want all your signatures on this that's going to travel with me to the United Nations. I'm working on arranging where we're going to stay there. I got other people that I've worked with in the past that agree to hosting us again, and we can have speaking engagements, and you know, while we're there, and do what we want to do, and do take the longest amount of time being away from your res. I will get you home safely. This is your event. It's yours to be bringing issues out before the world leaders. They need to hear what's going on. I've done it before, and I've done it again. And thanks to Mary and Carrie Dan, I was with them when they stood up against the system. Because of what was going on in their country, down in Yucca Valley, right there, down in the Nevada country, what they did to them. Those two Stony guys. So,
those
I was with them. So, I will give you the date as time goes on in our radio shows. I will call all of you. Etta, do take my number down, 605-517-1547.
And the second number, 605-517-2621. And Christine, hey, thank you. I don't know if Mr. Jesse contacted you. I hope he did.
I didn't get a call. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I told him because, you know, like I said, and folks, let me say this before we get closer to the top of the hour, almost close to time. My little brother, Jesse Blackburn, called me from Arizona country about a group of people want to look into indigenous matters through a council's perspective, and I disagreed with that. And they talked about the murdered women and different other issues. That's what they told Jesse. So Jesse said he knew of a guy that they could reach out to. So he reached out to me, and I expressed it to him that I cannot trust people like that. And I says, you know, are they a 501c3? And his answer was yes. I didn't know that. So, well, you can never trust them. And as we come, you know, bottom to the top of the hour, it's 6:21, I do want everybody to come back tomorrow again. And tomorrow I'm going to do the prayer and open it to you all to step in and throw any information you've got and keep me in position continuously to work on our meeting to get us prepared for the United Nations. I'll wheel it back to you guys as the minutes are getting short because I just was given a song the other day, folks, and I want to share it with all of you tonight in closing. So, as Chinupa, you know, gives it back to you. So go ahead and finish up where you're at.
8 minutes left. Anybody else want to say anything? Bryce, are you on?
Yeah.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah, for tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, because I want to make a report on a couple hot topics, current events.
And I'm looking forward to hearing that, too.
Yeah, me too.
Lilo Onia Kaka Luha Kanupa Luhama Haka Ilia Lord. You fled there, look.
Anyone else want to continue on?
Jenny, well, this is Jenny. I want to ask the lady, the Christine lady. She's from what state?
She called in from New Mexico.
Okay. I want to see, and I didn't get to hear her ever. What's going on or what understanding of them as women, what we're speaking about? Does she have, like, anything she'd like to say about what we're speaking about?
No, she didn't say. Christine? Christine? She's on, but she's not answering.
Christine will probably come back. Tomorrow. She's about maybe 45 or close to 50 miles from where I live. Christine and I work, keep in touch pretty close, communicate, and she advocates on the behalf of domestic violence, sexual assault, and works with government entities, and I've done a lot of work. So she likes to listen out, listen to what, because there's like other tribes that come together here within the area that have meetings over the year before all this happened. So so she'll probably be on tomorrow to listen again. But from her community, we have lost several lives, and also our traditional practitioner, our medicine people. So this has been kind of a shocker to us. So it's been pretty sad that we're leaving our elders like that. But just share that with you. She'll probably be back on tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And
sorry for your loss.
You know, as we come down to the closing minutes of our time, I was up in the hills the other day with my dogs. And I was just really out there crying, okay? And here these two bald eagles were sitting in a tree. I didn't recognize them, but my dog did. And the wind was blowing. And they gifted me with a song about what we're all encountering today. It's about our way of life. So I'm going to close the show with this song. And this song is yours, people. We have a song that recognizes our tradition. In Lakota, it's called Wichokanki. Wichokanki because it's our way of life. So here's that song. Thank you all for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you guys and hearing from you tomorrow. Again, on Indigenous Voices of People, this is our song. Hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 oh, ya, teke, lay, we cho, ha, ki, lay, hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 we cho, ha, ki, lay, hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 with your hockey, hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 oh, ya, take it, hey, hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 with your hockey, hey, hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 yo. With your hockey, hey, 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 ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 oh, ya, take it, hey, 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 with your hockey, hey, hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 with your hockey, hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 yo. With your hockey, hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, 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 oh, ya, take it, with your hockey, hey, ya, waka, ya, lo, yo, hey, hey. O heke tu alo me te ake pi tona hok anaga pta ya opina. Hea ni ke ake taku I wongla ko ke nye chetia. Ho chi chapi na olo anki le on kit kapi. Le chala o man kashka hena mak opina tkati api hena isen opkap. To e ta ha olo ahi na he he uchi chapi. Wopi la tanka to everybody that's listening in tonight. Good night and I'll see you guys all tomorrow evening. And thank you, sister, for hosting us again. And much
thank
love
you.
To you, Leona. I hope you're listening too. Ha ho! Thank you. Okay.
Good night, everybody, and see you tomorrow evening.